Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. A 2015 study by the American Association of Universities indicates that 25% of college students face sexual assault, which kind of makes you not want to send your kids to college, at least for a few minutes. The Black Hills Playhouse is highlighting this challenging topic with a staged reading of Whisper at the Top of Your Lungs. The play was written by Sioux Falls playwright Matt Stoffel. We'll talk with him later in today's program. The production is this Sunday at 7 p.m. Mountain at the Seed Theater in Rapid City. It's followed by a talk-back session with the playwright and others. Jason Reuter is operations manager of the Black Hills Playhouse. We caught up with him between rehearsals in Rapid City. So what's the catalyst for doing this reading at this time in this location?
Primarily, the Playhouse is looking to expand, and we've kind of started what we call the Playhouse Fringe. And we're trying to do some off-season programming, and this was a great opportunity to highlight a brand new playwright and a local playwright to boot, and about a topic that is very current and very much needs to be discussed. And so we were just really excited for the opportunity to be able to do it. And as we got going with it, we realized, gosh, this could be bigger. And so we started reaching out and looking for different partnerships. And so we partnered with Barefoot Dance, and we're using the Seed Theater here in Rapid City, a new space. Matt Stoffel, a new playwright. We've reached out and we're working with the South Dakota School of Mines Drama Club, the Hard Rock and Drama Club. We are holding it as a benefit for Wavy. And it's just been a really great way to reach out to a whole bunch of different organizations in the community.
So what's Wavy? Explain that to me.
Thank you. Wavy is Working Against Violence, an advocacy group here in Rapid City. And they just do really wonderful work. It's a very important work that they're doing.
So it didn't start out to be that big of a partnership or a collaboration, but it grew that way very quickly. Was that what you were hoping for, or did you get more than you expected?
Frankly, I think we got a little more than we expected. We were looking for opportunities to do other things, and as this idea came, like I said, it grew into this this wonderful event.
So tell me about the performance itself. It's called a stage reading is how it's billed out. What's a stage reading versus a play?
Certainly. Well, with a play, you memorize all of the lines, you block your actors and tell them where they need to go. You've got sets, lights, costumes. A staged reading is really a pared down performance. The actors will have books in hand, and they will simply be sitting in a half moon, and then they will step up to podiums or music stands when their character is on stage. And the focus is thereby put onto the script and the words, as opposed to a fully realized production.
Did your actors who were participating, had they done this sort of thing before? Did they understand what a stage reading was and the differences that it has from a performance?
I don't know that they did, and I don't know that they still do. We've had one rehearsal so far, and I've got two more to go, and that's one of the things about a stage reading that's so great is it is a much shorter rehearsal process. We'll start doing some of that blocking tonight, and I think that they'll finally start to get the feel of what a stage reading is.
What does the audience anticipate going into this?
I'd like them to anticipate a powerful story on a powerful subject. And again, that's one of the great things about a stage reading is that it will focus on the words and what Matt Stoffel wants people to think about. Whisper at the Top of Your Lungs is a story of a young woman on a small Midwestern college campus who has accused her boyfriend of raping her. And it focuses on how the school system, the student population, and the media handle the event. And forces you to really be a little more circumspect and just try to get more information before you make such a quick judgment. You know, a lot of us, it's such a powerful word, and when you hear it, you side with one or the other most of the time. And one of the things that I love about Whisper is that you don't know which party to believe. It gives you that definite, reasonable doubt. And then thereby, because of that doubt, forces you to question why you doubt and feel that way.
So in a topic like this, it seems like giving people a reason to doubt the victim has some risk to it. When women come forward and say they're raped and people immediately doubt her, that seems fairly common. So what are the risks that you take in staging this?
Well, we've been really communicating with the School of Mines. We don't want them to be caught off guard that we're discussing this topic. And we don't want it to hit too close to home. But, gosh, the risk. I'm not terribly sure how to answer that.
You know what I'm asking, though? I mean, if there's a woman in the audience who has been raped and then sees a theatrical performance and then says, oh, this is exactly what happened to me, is people didn't believe me, and the audience leaves discussing whether or not she should believe, how does that affect, you know, her in the audience? Is that a concern?
Well, I don't want to give away the ending, but there is closure at the end of the play.
Okay.
And so you do get your answer. At the end of the play, and I hope that anybody who has that kind of experience, I hope they are able to stick around and, if not talk about their personal experience, at least attend the talk back after the performance to hear what others are having to say about the subject, and hopefully, I don't, maybe get some closure of their own. I don't know.
How are you handling that talk back portion? Who leads that? It sounds like it could be an emotional moment.
Certainly. Well, Matt Stoffel, the playwright, will be attending and participating in the talk back. We'll also hopefully be having a member of the South Dakota School of Mines Public Safety Department attending to hopefully tell us how they handle such situations when they arise on their campus. We're also hoping that somebody from Wavy will be there to talk about how they help women or anybody involved in such a heinous act, how they help them cope and move on.
How does taking on a piece like this affect the actors themselves?
So far, they've been really pretty even keel about it. Although when I've asked after rehearsal if anyone wants to discuss anything, people have been pretty quiet. I think that for the moment, they're simply approaching it as a performance piece and trying not to embody it too much. In fact, the gentleman who is portraying the accused is one of our Playhouse staff, Lucas Toczek. And I chose him to play the part because he's got enough experience as an actor that I knew he wouldn't personalize the role, that he wouldn't take on the emotional baggage that comes with that character. And then the young woman who's playing the accuser is a very strong-willed individual, and I hope that she's coping very well with it. But again, as we continue to rehearse, I'll be making sure that everyone is comfortable. And I made sure when we started, I said, listen, this is a very important topic. This is a very personal issue for some people. And I want you to be open. I want this to be an open environment where nobody feels nobody is dealing with anything that they can't handle. And as I said, they've been handling it as a performance, so I don't see if that's really come up yet. And they're a really tight-knit group of friends that are performing it. You know, they've worked together through various other performances, so I'm actually kind of the outsider in the group, coming in with these kids who know what they're about.
Does a staged reading like this lend itself to more improvisation?
It can. What I'm hoping we'll be able to accomplish is, you know, as I told him at the last rehearsal, I said, yes, you're going to have your book in hand, but as you get more comfortable with the script and you know where you are with the words, I want you to feel free to look at the person you're addressing and feel free to gesture with your hands or your physicality, even though you're standing in one location.
Hmm. Have you personally ever been a part of something with this heavy of a subject matter from a theater perspective before?
Once. I did a play called The Seafarer here in Rapid City at the Firehouse Brewing Company Theater. And the character that I played was just beaten down by every other character on stage, verbally abused left and right. And thank God I was in, I've got such a strong marriage because I was able to go home to my wife and say, "Oh, honey, I can't take this." You know, I found myself internalizing all of that belittling and feeling it myself, even though logically I knew that these other actors weren't talking to me and they weren't using their own words to talk to me like this, and we were hanging out after the show or after a rehearsal, and that they didn't actually feel that way toward me. But you do. You get emotionally involved, and sometimes it's tough.
And so
tough to shake that off. But hopefully with the stage reading, it won't be as tough because there is such a almost formal atmosphere.
Sure. How long did it take you to sort of come down from that experience and go back to what you considered normal?
Oh, probably the drive home and then sharing a beer with my wife.
Not too bad then. But you had to do that every day after every rehearsal.
Just about.
How does the audience interact with a stage reading? How close are they physically to the actors?
Well, it's a smaller space, and I will be pushing the actors as far downstage as we can, so many of the audience will be within touching distance of the actors. It's a great little space. It used to be an artist's studio, and Andrea Schaefer, who owns Barefoot Dance, was able to take over the space after that artist left, and she built the stage. They painted it black, and she's really just getting rolling with it. And then actually, across the way, the Black Hills Playhouse is joining forces with a company called Racing Magpie that is forming a complex at the old Abe's Feed Seed here in Rapid City that is going to be artist studios, a little bit of gallery space. So there's just an explosion of the arts here in Rapid City going on. It's really exciting to be a part of.
Yeah, so what's next for that community? Are you going to tackle other issues that are important to the community? Are you going to try to do something lighter, keep going in a serious tone? What happens next?
Well, we've got a couple of other things that we do have going on. We have, starting tomorrow, there will be classes for mixed-up fairy tales. We're also hosting a cabaret with local musicians on Valentine's Day at the Siege Theater. And the Black Hills Playhouse is also doing summer camps out at the theater summer camps for kids 8 to 13 years old out at the Placerville Church Camp west of town, about 10 miles. In addition to the Playhouse doing an incredible season out of the Playhouse this summer.
So obligation, responsibility, opportunities, all with drama and how it interacts with the community. Anything else that you want to say about this particular production and who you hope is in the audience?
I hope anyone who knows anyone who has been hurt, or I just hope that people are able to come with an open mind and are able to leave with a yearning to make sure that this kind of thing stops happening. It is an unforgivable crime, and I want people to walk away not making the quick judgment.
That was Jason Reuter, operations manager of the Black Hills Playhouse.